Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond, and welcome to Sharon Guffey Lewis. Good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. And you know, I think everybody's smiling. The temperature's supposed to be going up. And that's good because it kind of makes us think that it's getting into spring. And that means May is going to be here before we know it. And that's kind of what we want to talk about, is something in May.
We do. I want to talk about an opportunity for people in the community to participate at the Hitchcock House in May. We have Pioneer Days. This year it is on May the 6th and the 7th. On Friday is the 6th, and we welcome fourth graders from throughout Cass County to come to the Hitchcock House. We have tours, of course, of the house going on. But the big thing that I think they probably enjoy as much as the tour is the activities in the barn. We have all kinds of pioneer skills going on in the barn.
Those are things I'm sure that they don't get to do anywhere else, and so they get excited about learning a new skill to them that's really an old skill.
That is right. These are very old skills that were used at the time that the Hitchcock House was an active house on the Underground Railroad. We have someone coming to do spinning. We have some tin punching going on. We have hopefully some fried bread and some knitting and dipping of candles. Bob Boots always brings his wood carving and his rope making machine. So we have lots of activities going on, but we can always use more people. We would like to have someone who knows how to make butter. That would be an activity that we would like to offer. We would also like to have maybe someone who knows how to make corn husk dolls.
Yes, that would be fun.
So we have sent a letter out to the people who have helped us in the past, and I'll just take a moment and thank them in advance for the hours that they give to us on this important day in the year of the Hitchcock House. But we can always use more. If someone out there, you know, has a craft that they know is a part of that time, we would welcome them. They can contact me at 712-789-0367, or they can contact Sandy Fairburn at 712-254-4692.
And I was going to say, and so you're really looking for some people with some special skills, but if somebody says, well, I can't do any of those things, you still can use volunteers, correct?
Oh, yes. We always need volunteers because we have, you know, there are a lot of children who come through the house on that day, and so it's just nice to have volunteers that are there in the barn to help also. So if anyone out there is interested in that, please contact us because we would love to have you come and help us.
Okay, we'll give that contact information again here in a bit. But okay. I talk a bit about, I know you have some volunteers who lead the tours in the house. Tell us a bit about those folks because they have to know what's going on in there or what went on.
Yes, what went on. Yes, Margaret McGill does such a wonderful job of organizing our guides. And we are open, of course, from Tuesday through Sunday, every afternoon from 1 until 4:30. So, and it takes two people each day. So that's a dozen people every week that Margaret gets to work in the granary. In the granary, the person in there takes the money and is the welcoming person. We always are interested in how people come to know about us, and so they inquire about that, and then they turn the visitors over to the guide. The guide then takes them to the house, and each guide does their own story. We have a book that people can read and sort of make their own story to go with the history of the house. And so, you know, where Margaret is always looking for people to work as guides or people to work just in the granary. And really the granary job is just being there and welcoming people as they come and and taking their money, and they, of course, take money. If we have the gift shop there, and people are welcome to shop, and the person in the granary takes care of the gift shop as well, mm-hmm. in terms of taking the money, not in terms of keeping it stocked or
sure.
anything.
You know, one of the advantages, I think, of working in the granary, I mean, I'm sure there's several, but that way, whoever's there gets to meet all the people who come in, and I'm guessing they have some interesting visits with the folks who come.
We do. We have people come from really all over. We've had people from Egypt. We've had people from all of the, probably most of the states in the United States, and we just have very interesting, and it's a fun job, really, because you get to visit with them for the time until the guide is ready to take them on the tour. So it really is a fun job. But being a guide is a fun job, too. It really is. You get to tell the story of the house, and it is a wonderful story, and we're so proud of the house. It has come such a long ways from those days in the 80s when it was just about ready to up. And so we are so proud of the way the house has been.
How long does it usually take to do a tour? And I know that depends somewhat on the questions and so on, but about how long does it take?
Well, it sort of depends on the guide. Some guides do it in 45 minutes, 50 minutes. And it also depends on the visitors.
Sure.
Some visitors don't have a lot of time, and so we have to, accommodate what their time schedule is. So sometimes they say, we only have a half hour. So tell us what you can in a half hour, which is really hard for me, as you probably know. But some of us take an hour, depending on what the visitors really want, and if we have people, typically if we have people come and we're already on a tour, at least I usually just have them join me where they are in mm-hmm. the tour. I finish up with them at the end of the things that they had missed. But being a tour guide is really a fun job, I think. It's a wonderful story, and you hardly ever say the same thing twice. I mean, you talk about the same issues, but you never say it in the same way.
It's not a pre-recorded by rote kind of thing. It's your own story. So, Sharon, now you've mentioned the granary, which is where you start. You've mentioned the barn, where sometimes there are activities and programs, and of course the house, the Hitchcock House. But are there other things that people can do while they're there?
Well, there is a trail that goes down to the river. It's about a mile and a quarter, I believe, and so that is really enjoyable to a lot of young people, particularly to walk down, because it you really get to see some of the inside mm-hmm. of it. Mm-hmm. But and then of course there's the ferry house down the road from us.
And they are working on that.
And it's looking really, really good. I've not been on the inside of it, but it is really looking really, really fine on the outside. So there's that to stop and see. There's the library in Lewis, I think. I'll plug it. I think the library is just an awesome addition to the town of Lewis, and mm-hmm. it has a wonderful history museum in the upper level of that. So there are lots of things to do around the area if people have, the time to do that. So we open the 1st of May, and we hope that people will spread the word and come out and visit us at the Hitchcock House.
And sometimes I'm thinking some people who are listening in our area who can hear us talking have not been there. And people come from all over the world to see it. So often we kind of skip our local hometown wonders. And so if you haven't been there, remember, you open in May, you said. And when do you close?
End of September.
End of September. Okay. But right now, we want
to arrange tours in October.
Okay.
And really, we've done some tours in November if the weather, provides some is cooperative with us. We've even done some tours that way. But okay, those need to be arranged.
Sure.
With Margaret.
Sure. So, Sharon, how do we, if somebody would like to volunteer or has more questions about volunteering, especially for the event, the Pioneer Days, but maybe throughout the season, what are those contacts?
They can contact me at 712-789-0367 or Sandy Fairburn at 712-254-4692.
And do you have a website? Is there a web? Yes, so that's a good way for people to look it up, too.
And go to our website also.
Just put in Hitchcock House, Iowa, and you'll come up with all kinds of great things. So,
we have lots of links to it from it, and so that's a good way to do it. And they can call the house when we begin tours.
Okay, Sharon, we need to say thank you to you for bringing us up to date, and hopefully people will do some volunteering, thinking seriously about it. Don't need you till May, but you need to make your decision before that. So Sharon Guffey-Lewis, very much we thank you. And until next time, here's a thought from Steve Jobs. Things don't have to change the world to be important.